弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好像也是新年嘛，是不是
？It's still a new year, isn't it?
还是已经过了
？Or is it past already?
哇，那很糟糕哈。
That'll be too bad.
所以盼望神给你们一个新的、很丰富的一年哈。
May God give you a new and abundant year.
今天我要和你们思想一个比较严重的问题。
Today I shall think with you a more serious problem.
也是我们现在在社会上所常常看到的。
Is we often see this problem in the society today.
有时候在我们周围，我们也看到一些有这样子的人。
We also see many people like this in our surroundings.
就是一个很冷漠、冷漠的态度。
So it's an attitude of indifference.
也不痛，也不痒。
It neither hurts nor itches.
你做什么事情他都没有反应。
Whatever you do, there's no response.
你跟他讲什么事，他就耸耸肩。
Whatever you say to him, he will just shrug his shoulders.
然后我们常常也听到你跟他讲什么呢 ？I don't care.
We also hear when we tell him anything, he will say, "I don't care."
无所谓。
It doesn't matter.
我在想，很可能是因为我们对过去、对将来，通通都没有希望。
Maybe we have no hope for the past and the future.
我们不满意我们前面的世代。
We are not happy with the generations that's ahead of us.
我们也不知道将来是怎么样。
We don't know how the future holds.
所以我们就抓住现在。
So we just grasp onto now.
那么今天呢，我要借着马太福音第十一章呢，我要跟你们思想这个题目。
Today I shall think about this topic today through chapter 11 of the book of Matthew.
冷漠是一个在圣经上来看是一个很严重的一个罪。
So indifference from the biblical thinking is a serious offense.
在这个我们从马太福音十一章里面，我们看见主耶稣他因为这个施洗约翰被抓在监里面，所以呢他就找他的门徒来问耶稣。
From chapter 11, we can see that because John the Baptist was in prison, so Jesus asked his disciples.
他问耶稣说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？在第三节哈。
So the disciples of John the Baptist came to ask Jesus, are you the one that who is to come, or are we still waiting for someone else?
看起来好像他是要确定耶稣就是真正要来的那位弥赛亚。
If you look, it seems they are not quite convicted in their mind that Jesus is the Messiah that's to come.
或者是说旧约圣经里面所应许的这位弥赛亚。
Or it was the Messiah was promised by the Old Testament.
就是基督哈。
Is Christ.
那就引出了耶稣啊，在这一马太福音十一章里面的一篇讲道。
Because of that, it led Jesus for the teachings of the chapter 11.
什么叫做冷漠呢
？What's the meaning of indifference？
我想我都不需要解释了哈。
I don't think I need to explain。
就是对事情无所谓。
So you don't care for things。
发生什么事情都一样。
If whatever happens is fine。
那么在这里呢，主耶稣他的警告。
Here the warnings of our Lord Jesus。
是对神的冷漠。
Is to be indifferent toward God。
是对神所做的事情冷漠。
To be indifferent toward the things, the deeds of God.
换句话讲，就是神所做的事情对我来讲无所谓。
In other words, whatever God did, it doesn't matter to me.
我还是照着我自己活在这个世界上。
I still live in this world the way I want.
或许说，我们从圣经上面看见，或许说对神所差遣的先知所讲的话无所谓。
Or they don't pay attention to.The words that was from the prophets sent forth by God.
我们从旧约里面看见这些事情。
We see some of that in the Old Testament.
或许是说神所主耶稣他所差遣的使徒所说的话无所谓。
Or we don't pay attention to the apostles that was sent by Lord Jesus.
那么就是说圣经上的话对我来讲无所谓。
In other words, the words of the Bible doesn't matter to me.
那么这意味着什么呢
？So what does this
意味着我们不信神。
It means we do not believe in God.
我们不信耶稣。
We do not believe in Jesus.
我们不信他所差来的圣灵。
We do not believe in the Holy Spirit that was sent
我们藐视神。
So we look down upon God.
藐视神的话。
We dismiss God's words.
所以我们很多时候对我们自己看我们自己蛮高的啊。
So sometimes we extol ourselves.
我们对神的话，我们真的是藐视他。
So we just do not think important about God's words.
对神的工作，我们也看不起。
So we don't respect God's word.
很多时候我们跟人家传福音，我们看到这种情形。
Oftentimes we see the situation when we try to talk to people about the gospel.
有的时候我们看见我们自己也是这个样子。
Sometimes we see ourselves were just like that.
我们看见基督徒也有这种表现。
With many of this shown by the Christians.
所以我们现在从十一章哈，约翰在监里，他听见耶稣所做的事，就打发门徒去问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？那么在这里我们继续看下去，第四节，耶稣就回答他，第四节跟第五节哈，耶稣说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
So this is your meeting. In verse 2 chapter 11, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured.
主耶稣在这里很有意思，他没有直接的，像我们人可能就会说，哎呀，我就是啊，对不对？
So here Jesus didn't do like what we may do. Say, "Oh, I am."
主耶稣没有讲。
Jesus didn't say that.
主耶稣只是告诉他告诉他的门徒，你们把所看见的事情去告诉约翰。
So he just told the disciples, "Just go tell John what you have seen."
但是他的意思，他就是很肯定的告诉他们，告诉约翰，他就是。
So he is actually firmly telling John he is the Messiah.
那么很多时候我们有人在看这一段经文的时候，我们就在怀疑那约翰呢，我们就在想说约翰是不是有点怀疑啊，心动了啊。
So oftentimes when we read this passage we start wonder whether John the Baptist was shaking his faith, has doubts.
如果我们从第七节一直看到第十三节的话，我自己看的时候我不觉得主耶稣是讲约翰他的信心动摇。
So if you read continue from verse 7 to 13, my own feeling is I do not believe Jesus thought that John the Baptist was shaking his faith.
而是主耶稣在这个时候对着周围的人宣告，特别是那些不信他的，还有那些宗教领袖，就是法利赛人，还有经学家。
So I think here Jesus is proclaiming to those who are unbelievers, particularly those of Pharisees and those who are scribes.
因为我们从第十节他就告诉他说经上记着说我要差遣我的使者在你面前前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。
Because we can see in verse 10 it says this is the one about whom it is written I will send my messenger ahead of you Who will prepare your way before you?
然后我们再从十一节看到第十四节。
Then we read from verse 11.
在这里，主耶稣不是要讲施洗约翰大小的问题。
Here is he not talking about John the Baptist, whether he is big or small.
但是他在这里让我们看见施洗约翰，他这个人绝对不会超过他的身份跟他的地位。
He's just telling us that John the Baptist shall not be over.His own position of the way he is.
但是在神的计划里面。
But in God's plan.
但是在神的救赎的计划里面。
In the redemptive plan of God.
施洗约翰是一个很重要很重要的人。
John the Baptist is a very important figure.
在神的眼里面，他是个先知，这是我们从第九节可以看到的。
From verse 9, we can see in God's eyes, John the Baptist is a prophet.
然后主耶稣在十四节也讲，他说：“你们若肯领受，这人就是那应当来的以利亚。”
So in verse 14, Jesus says, "And if you are willing to accept it, He is the Elijah who was to come.
那么他来的任务是很重要的。
His mission is very important when he comes.
主要就是为了耶稣预备人的心。
So he is prepared people's hearts for Christ.
用我们现在的话讲，他就是耶稣的开路先锋。
In other words, he is a forerunner of Jesus.
不但是开路先锋，而且他把旧约的这些事情把它关，暂时把它关闭了。
He also is temporarily shut down the Old Testament.
他让人看见旧约已经过去了。
So let people see the Old Testament is past.
但是一个新的约要来了。
A New Testament is coming.
一个新的一条路要让我们看见。
So we shall see a new way.
这是约翰的任务。
This is the mission of John.
如果我们从圣经上面，我们听见约翰讲了几句很有名的话。
We can read some of the very famous sayings by John the Baptist in the Bible.
人家问他说，你是不是基督？
They ask him, are you the Christ?
他说，我不是基督。
He says, I'm not Christ.
人家问他说，哇，你看你当初所讲的那个人，现在他在这个施洗啊，跟着他的人超过你跟你的人。
They say that, you know, the way you talk about who is baptized, there are much more people than you have.
约翰怎么讲呢？他说：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。”
So John the Baptist said, "He shall rise, and I shall be weak."
但是我们从圣经上面看见，当他的门徒走了之后
，We can see after his disciples left,
耶稣就对他周围剩其他的人说
，So Jesus told those people who were remaining behind.
如果我们用现在的话讲的话。
Use today's word.
他就说你们的反应是什么？
He said, "What's your reaction?"
他从第七节开始，他让我们看见，他问了几个问题啊。他说：“你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？”
So from verse 7, he started asking some questions, and he asked them that, when you were What did you go out to see in the desert?
你们在旷野里面是要看什么呢？
What did you want to see in the desert?
你们如果心里面不想看这些东西，你想要看接下去他说啊，你们出去到底是要看什么呢？你们是要看那种穿得很好衣服的人吗？
He says that, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes?
那穿细软衣服的人不是在旷野里面的。
But those who dressed in fine clothes does not live in the desert.
他说你们出去究竟是要看什么？
So what did you really want to see when you go out?
是要看先知吗？
Do you want to see the prophet?
这就是他的问题。
This is his question.
那时候施洗约翰在旷野里面传道。
In those days, John the Baptist was preaching the gospel in the desert.
大家一蜂窝的都要去看他。
So all the people went to see him.
因为经过四百年没有先知啊。
Because there hasn't been a prophet.
现在有一个人哇，在旷野里面大声的呼喊。
Now there's one person who is yelling in the desert.
但是这个人他穿着很不合时代的潮流。
But he was dressed not according to the way the people were dressed.
所以他们就在想，他是不是要来的基督呢？
So they're asking if he was the Christ to come.
那些法利赛人也差人去问他。
So they sent people to ask him.
他是你吗？
So are you?
是你是先知吗？
Are you the prophet?
如果你这些都不是，你为什么施洗呢？
If you're not a prophet, why are you baptizing people?
这是那些不信的人。
Those are the unbelievers.
那么在那个时候他身上穿的是什么呢？
So what did he wear in those days?
骆驼毛的衣服。
So he was in the camel hair.
那么腰间呢束的是什么呢？
So what was he put in?
是皮带。
It was a belt.
那么动物的皮哈。
Used the animal skin.
那么吃的食物也不一样。
So he A different kind of food.
所以主耶稣就问他，他说你们很好奇啊，你们想要看什么呢？
So Jesus asked him, "You're curious. What do you really wish to see?"
主耶稣在这里让我们看见，其实人们为了满足他们的好奇心。
Here Jesus taught us that people was trying to satisfy their curiosity.
满足他们自己他头脑上面所想的事情。
Satisfy what they were thinking in their own minds.
但是当约翰传的信息出来的时候
But when, John the Baptist released the message,
他的信息就是天国近了你们应当悔改
His message is the kingdom is near, you shall repent.
但是这些人没有反应
But they did not respond.
好像根本没有听见一样，他们根本没有听见约翰所说的那将来要来的那一位比我更大的，那个是你们要信他的。没有什么反应。
There was no response.
对于约翰他来的真正的目的没有反应。
They have no response to the true purpose of why John came.
所以接下去从十六节开始到十七节的时候，主耶稣就讲了一个比喻。
So in verse 16 and 17, Jesus told a parable.
我们一起看他，他说我可用什么比这个世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀你们不捶胸。约翰啊，就到这里哈。
In verse 16, to what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.
主耶稣讲这个，就是针对着当时那些不信他的人。
So Jesus was saying this to those.They did not believe in him.
其实他们也不信施洗约翰所说的话。
They also did not believe what was said by John the Baptist.
你们记不记得有一批法利赛人和文士，他们到耶稣的面前，他们说，哎，你的权柄是从哪里来的啊？
Do you remember when some of the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus to ask, where did your authority come from?
主耶稣知道他们心里面在想什么。
Jesus knew what they were thinking.
主耶稣就问他们说，哎，那你们告诉我，施洗约翰的权柄是从哪里来的？
So Jesus asked, can you tell me where the authority of John the Baptist come from?
他们就在私底下在那边议论哈。
So they decided to discuss among themselves.
所以你从他们的议论，你知道他们根本不相信施洗约翰。
So you can see they do not believe in John the Baptist.
他们不敢讲。
They dare to say.
因为他们怕老百姓用石头打他们。
Because they were afraid they would be stoned by people.
他们对施洗约翰和主耶稣这个预言啊，这个比喻，就是让我们看见当时的一些人，他们对施洗约翰对主耶稣没有反应的。
So from this parable, we can see those people in those days that have no response to either John the Baptist or Jesus Christ.
就好像。两群的小孩子在外面玩哈。
Is that two group of children playing outside?
那他们说我们玩来玩这个关于结婚的事情好不好
？So let's play as if this wedding.
那么另外一批小孩就说，
There's no, we don't want to play that.
没有什么意思。
There's no meaning.
这就是他们的反应。
That's their response.
然后呢，他就说，那我们来玩这个 funeral 叫什么？丧事的游戏好不好
？The other group says, "Let's play funeral. How about that?"
他们也没有反应。
They have no, neither have any response either.
就像现在我们常常听到很多年轻人说 ，"I don't care."
Just like many young people say, "I don't care."
你叫他做什么，他都 "I don't care."
Whatever you tell them to do, they don't care.
施洗约翰来，主耶稣告诉他们说，他说约翰来了，也不吃也不喝，你们就说他是被鬼附的。
So Jesus told them, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon.
为什么？因为他不吃不喝的方式跟他们不一样。
Because he does not eat, doesn't drink the same way as they do.
主耶稣，我自己在想，主耶稣在这里是针对着那些法利赛人和那些所谓他们自己。认为他们自己是很懂旧约圣经的经学家。
So I think Jesus now is pointing to those who are the Pharisees and those who are very experts in the Old Testament.
他们有他们的那一套。
They have their own ways.
当约翰做的方法跟他们不一样的时候。
When John did things different from their ways.
他们把他们的思想的大门关掉了。
So they just closed their.
他们把他们的耳朵关掉了。
So they turn off their ears.
他们也不听的。
They will not listen.
那对耶稣呢
？How about for Jesus?
耶稣跟他们也不一样。
Jesus is also different from them.
然后他又跟施洗约翰不一样。
And then he's also different from John the Baptist.
那耶稣来呢，又吃又喝啊！这个弟兄姐妹不要误会，说这个地方好像耶稣就是啊拼命吃拼命喝啊，他不是这个意思。
Now when Jesus came, that he drank and he ate, but don't misunderstand that he only was eating, drinking too much.
他是照常吃喝。
So he was eating and drinking in the ordinary way.
特别是他提到，就是跟那些税吏和罪人啊一起吃东西。
Especially the mention that he eat and drank with the tax collectors.
所以那些人他们就说耶稣是贪食好酒的人。
So some they say he is a glutton and a drunkard.
弟兄姐妹，其实主耶稣也禁食的。
So we know that, brothers and sisters, Jesus do fast.
只不过是他的方法，他的地方跟这些法利赛人，跟这些经学家不一样，或者是说跟这些假冒为善的人不一样。
But his way of doing is different from the Pharisees and also those hypocrites.
他不在人的面前做的。
He does not do that in front of people.
主耶稣也祷告。
Jesus also prayed.
但是他也不在人的面前做的。
But he doesn't pray in front of people.
他和他们不一样。
He's different from them.
他们的期望没有达到他们的期望。
He did not fulfill their expectations.
他们表现出来的就是拒绝。
So they, what they showed is refusal.
表现出来的就是不信。
They showed their disbelief.
甚至他们看他们自己很懂，很知道神的事情。
And they also showed that they know many things about God's word.
这就是冷漠。
So this is indifference.
从第二十节起
Starting beginning the 20th verse,
主耶稣又开始讲另外的事情。
Jesus started talking different things.
他用一些地方的名称地名来表达他要向众人知道他要讲的事情。
He uses some names of cities to teach people the things they already know.
他就在第二十一节他说哥拉逊啊你有祸了，伯赛大你有祸了。
So in verse 21, he says, woe to you, Chorazin, and woe to you, Bethsaida.
这些地方是主耶稣在地上，他在行道的时候啊，或者是说出来传道的时候，他花了大部分的时间是在这些地方。
This is the place when Jesus came out for his ministry. He spent most of his time in these places.
就好像先知以赛亚所说的，他说西布伦地啊，拿弗他利地啊。就是沿海的路，加利利这个沿海就是加利利海的周围那时候我们称作加利利湖，但是那个时候叫做加利利海，在约旦河以西的地方，他们要看见光。
So just like Isaiah said, the places like the Hebron and Naphtali, is around the seashore where they will see the sunlight.
主耶稣花了很多的时间在他们中间行神迹，在他们中间医病，在他们中间告诉他们神的道。
Jesus spent many days and times in their midst to teach them and perform miracles and healing the sick and teach them the gospel.
但是这些人，所谓的犹太人，不信的犹太人，还有那些宗教领袖，他们额尖这个额头很坚硬，心里面也很硬，不肯听，不愿意悔改。
So for those who are the Pharisees and the religious leaders, their heart is hardened, and they do not listen, they do not repent.
然后他又提到推罗西顿。
Then he mentioned Tyre and Sidon.
还又提到索多玛。
And the Sodom.
那么这些呢，都是在旧约里面所提到的城。
So this was cities mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们对索多玛我们很熟悉，对不对？
We're very familiar with Sodom.
那么有很多人，你从圣经上面去看，索多玛是一个用现代的英文讲叫做 Sin City.
So Sodom in today's word is a 罪恶城。
那么推罗西顿呢？
How about Tyre and the Sidon?
神怎么看他们呢？
How do you God look at them?
这是外邦城外邦人的城。
Those cities of the Gentiles.
那么他们那个时候最著名的不能说最著名最糟糕的一件事情就是拜巴利。
So their problem, the worst of their problem, they worship Baal.
就是拜偶像。
So they worship idol.
而且拜得很厉害。
And they worship to great detail.
甚至推罗西顿，他们以他们自己的物质丰富、商业、海运发达而成为他们所骄傲的事情。
But the people in Tyre and Sidon, they were proud of their prosperity.
这是我们从以赛亚书、从先知书里面所看到的。
We can see this from the book of Isaiah.
但是主耶稣这个时候，他就说：“他说哥拉逊啊，伯塞大呀、啊，还有一个地方叫做什么呢？加百农啊。”
So here Jesus said three places. That's the Chorazin and the Bethsaida and Capernaum.
他说。如果我在你们当中所行的神迹能够行在推罗西顿或者是索多玛，他们早就悔改了。
So he said, if I have performed the miracles in your midst and performed them in Tyre, Sidon and Sodom, they would have repented.
他说但你们一点反应都没有。
But you have no response at all.
你反而拒绝。
You actually refuse.
好像我所讲的这些事情，我所行的神迹，跟你们一点关系都没有。
As if what I have done, what I have performed, have nothing to do with you.
所以在第二十节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。
Just in verse 20, Jesus has performed many miracles, but those people never did not repent.
这段经文也让我们看见一个人冷漠对神，冷漠对神的话，冷漠对主耶稣所做的事情，对主耶稣所的话的冷漠的态度的严重性。
So here it shows the seriousness of being different to God's words and being different to Jesus' miracles.
我们从22节、23节、24节我们可以看到，在22节他说加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。
From verse 23, we can see, he says, "And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the Hades."
他说，但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你还容易受呢。
But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
弟兄姐妹，你信了主了。
So brothers says you believe in the Lord.
现在主耶稣也问你。
Now Jesus, Lord Jesus will ask you.
你来教会是为了什么呢？
Why did you come to church?
只是为了好奇吗？
For curiosity?
你每周来参加聚会只是为了增加一点知识吗？
Yeah, you come to worship every week just to increase your knowledge.
想学到一点新的东西吗？
You want to learn something new?
有很多人以为基督教就是代表美国文化。
Many people believe that Christianity represents the American culture.
这是不正确的。
This is inaccurate.
因为穆斯林就是这样子想。
Because the Muslims think that.
所以穆斯林恨透了基督教。
That's why they hate Christianity.
因为他们觉得他们在电视上所看到那些所谓好莱坞的那些东西，通常都是基督教。
Because they believe what they see the things like Hollywood, they represent Christianity.
因为那是美国文化。
Because that's American culture.
对他们来讲是一种腐败的文化。
For them, that is a decaying.
他们很痛恨的。
They hate it.
所以现在很多基督徒已经搞清楚这些事情了。
So many Christians not have a clear understanding.
当他们碰到穆斯林的时候，他们不会跟他们讲说我们是基督徒，他不会跟他们说 we are Christian.
So when they meet the people who are Muslims, they will not tell them that I am Christian.
他会告诉他们我是伊撒，他们叫伊撒哈，就是耶稣哈。他说我们是耶稣的跟随者。
So they will tell them they are the followers of Jesus.
你来教会是为了什么呢？
So why did you come to church?
我多年前我真的曾经在聚会的时候听到我旁边有一个人这么讲一句话。
Many years ago, I heard in the worship, somebody was sitting next to me.
我还记得他的样子哈。
I still remember how he looked like.
他就把他的手这样子，这样子哈。
Folded his arm in front of his chest.
抱着。然后坐在椅子上。
And he sat in the chair.
他说，我看看这个今天这个讲员有没有讲到一些什么新的东西，让我能够刺激一下。
He says, I want to see if the speaker today was speak something new to stimulate me.
如果你说你信了主，
If you say that you believe in the Lord,
你怎么听到？
What have you heard?
那么这些道跟你有没有关系？
And the truth is that related to you?
还是你也是一样，你把手这样子抱着？
Or you just like that person, hold your arms?
然后呢，存着一个很冷漠的态度，
And then you have keep an indifferent attitude.
跟你没什么关系。
You have no relationship with you.
我们中间也许有的人你还没有信主。
Maybe someone of you are not yet to believe.
你也是抱着一种态度，抱着一种什么样的态度来到这里？
You also have the same attitude that came when you came here.
那么你所听到的道跟你有没有关系？
Is the truth that you have heard relevant to you?
跟你是绝对有关系的。
Is absolutely relevant to you.
接下去我们再看二十五节到二十七节。
Then we'll continue to read from verse 25 to 27.
在这里很有意思，耶稣说，看起来好像耶稣感谢神啊，他说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Here in verse 25, he says that Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and revealed them.To the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
然后在二十七节他说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
所以 in verse 27 he says, All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
你是聪明通达人吗？
Are you the wise, understood?
或者是说你是就是说知道所有的事情的人吗？
Or do you think you know all things?
我告诉你，主耶稣在这里讲，这些事像聪明通达人就藏起来隐藏的。
So Jesus here says these things are hidden from the wise.
我告诉你，如果你一直抱着一个冷漠的态度，
If you always keep in different attitude,
特别是对基督徒，
especially toward Christians,
你就会越来越不知道，
then you know less and less.
因为它向着你是隐藏的，
because it is hidden from you.
主耶稣他讲过，有时候我们听不懂这个，
Jesus has said that sometimes we may not understand.
他说有的还要加给他，
If you have us increase it.
他说没有的，连他所有的都要夺去。
For those who don't have, I'll take away all you have.
如果我们以为我们自己知道了，
If we think we knew,
如果我们以为我们所听道通通都已经听过了，
If we think we have heard all the truth,
我们以为我们知道，
We think we knew.
我告诉你，神就会把这个道向你隐藏起来。
I can tell you, God shall.The truth from you.
你就会越来越不明白他的道。
So you would less understand his truth.
我们在旧约里面，我们看见有一个人。
We see one person in the Old Testament.
我们常常替他叫冤啊。
We often hear him complain.
这就是这个法老王。
It's a Pharaoh.
我们常常就觉得说，神啊，你不公平啊。
We often say, God, you.
啊，圣经上让我们看见神使法老的心刚硬。
We see that God made the Pharaoh's heart harden.
弟兄姐妹，神把他的道会向你会隐藏起来。
God shall hid his truth to you.
如果你一直存着一个冷漠的态度，
if you always keep an indifferent attitude，
你听到了神的话，你觉得无所谓，
if you don't care whatever you when you hear God's words，
你就会越来越不明白他的道，
then you will become less able to understand。
但是我们的神呢、啊，真的是很有恩典。
But our God is merciful。
我从这一段圣经里面，我看到神的恩典哈。
Here I saw God's grace here。
啊，我们看一下第十四节。
In verse 14。
他说：“你们若肯啊，第十五节哈、啊，他说有耳可听的就应当听。
”Verse 15， He who has ears, let him hear。
这也是神的一种呼召哈、啊。
This is。God's calling.
这也是一种神的警告。
It's also God's warning.
然后接下去我们在第十九节。
Then we go to verse 19.
最后一句话，他说：“但智慧之子总以智慧为事。”
But wisdom is proved right by her actions.
他告诉我们说，智慧会结出果子来的。
It tells us that wisdom shall bear fruit.
智慧会结出果子来的。
Wisdom shall bear fruit.
我们从圣经上面看见，对不对？保罗他在写信的时候给这个加拉太的教会，他说什么呢？他说圣灵会在你们结出果子来。
So Paul has wrote to the Galatians that the Holy Spirit shall bear fruit in you.
这我觉得这也是神的一个呼召。
I think this is God's calling.
然后最后最宝贵的，刚才你们在背经句的时候哈。
When you recite the memory verse,
我就在想，哇，这些 MMCC 的人真的很倒霉哈。
I've had a pity on you from.
怎么叫他们背这样子的经文哈
？Why do you ask us to recite such?
哇，我们背的经文应该是所谓的这个 uplifting 哈，这个激励我们的，这个鼓励我们的哈。
We should memorize the verses that's uplifting and encouraging us.
我一直在想，是不是要叫你们背马太福音这一章二十八节一直到三十节
？I thought maybe I should ask you recite verse 28 to 30.
这是神的呼召。
This is God's calling.
他呼召你到他的面前来。
He calls you to come before him.
但是很可惜的，我们常常把这个马太福音十一章二十八节一直到三十节，很自私的用在我们自己的身上。
But it's a pity that we often use verse 28 to 30 on ourselves.
我们常常用这个来安慰我们，我们做错事情了，或者是我们碰到困难了，或者是我们有劳苦的时候，我们就说，哎呀，烦劳苦担重担的，可以到主的面前来哈。
We often use this word to comfort us when we are tired. We say, "Come to me, all you who are very unburdened."
他说，我就使你们得安息。
I shall make you give you rest.
这是什么安息？
What is a rest?
我们常常不了解，我们常常以为说安息日哈，我们常常会想说安息日可不可以做这个？可不可以去看电影？可不可以去这个？可不可以去这个？这是我们很多人的想法。
We often do not understand the meaning of rest. We think on Sabbath should we do this? Should we do that? That's the way we think.
我们常常。真的是很像法利赛人。
Oftentimes we're just like the Pharisees.
我们一想到安息日，就是这个可不可以做，那个可不可以做。
Whenever we thought about Sabbath, we say, "Can I do this? Can I do that?"
我以前我也不知道怎么回答。
In the past, I didn't know how to answer.
因为有的人就问我，他说我安息日可不，礼拜天哈，主日，他说能不能去买菜啊
？Some people ask me, "On the Lord's Day, can I go?" Shopping for grocery?
啊，我可不可以去逛 mall 啊
？Can I go to the mall?
啊，那么是不是我非得要去做去探访啊，或者是跟基督徒在一起啊
？Do I have to spend the time only with Christians and go visit people?
我以前也不知道怎么回答。
I did not know how to answer in the past.
因为我觉得那不是答案。
Because I didn't think those were the answers.
那也不是我们的方向。
This is not the direction we should.
因为那就是法利赛人他们所碰到的难处。
That is also the difficulties for the Pharisees.
但是如果说我们回到创世纪里面去看，
But if we go back to the Genesis,
什么叫做安息呢？
What is rest?
神为什么是安息啊？
Why does God rest?
因为神很满意他自己所做的事情。
Because God is very satisfied with what he has.
他所创造的宇宙万物，
All the things have created the universe.
他所创造的人
the man he created,
照着他自己的形象和样式造的
according to his own image,
他非常满意啊
he's very satisfied.
然后我们在新约的时候我们看见另外一件事情
in the New Testament we see another thing.
我是不是该结束了弟兄姐妹，你知道在新约的时候，主耶稣就是神为我们所预备的安息。
In New Testament, our Lord Jesus is the rest that God has prepared for us.
因为主耶稣就是让神得到所有的满意。
Because our Lord Jesus has satisfied.
满足了
so he's satisfied.
弟兄姐妹你怎么看安息日
so brother says how do you look at the Lord's day
你在主耶稣里面有没有得到那个安息就是那个满足就是那个满意再没有其他的事情我要了
have you received the satisfaction in our Lord JesusTherefore, there's nothing else you would need.
如果你这样子的话，你就不会再去问，哎，我可不可以去逛 mall 啊？我可不可以去买菜啊
？If you feel that way, then you would not need to ask if I can go shopping or can I go to the mall.
今天主耶稣在这里，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”他说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。”学我的样式这样你们心里就必得享安息因为我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的
That's why Jesus said today Come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest Take my yoke upon you and learn from me for I am gentle and humble in heart and you will find restFor your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
冷漠是一种很严重的罪行。
Indifference is a serious offense.
因为我们藐视神。
Because we disregard God.
我们藐视神的话。
We do not pay attention to God's words.
我们出去之，我们听到了神的话，我们觉得跟我没什么关系。
When we hear God's words, we don't think it's relevant for us.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是这样子，你需要真的是回应神的呼召。
So brothers and sisters, you really need truly respond to God's calling.
你要好好的去听。
You need to hear carefully.
你要让神。他的灵在你里面结出智慧的果子来。
You should let the God's Spirit to bear fruit in fruit of great wisdom in you.
你要来到主耶稣的面前。
You need to come before Jesus.
让主耶稣成为你最大的安息。
May the Lord Jesus be your greatest rest.
让主耶稣能够使你满足哈。
Let Jesus satisfy you.
不要再冷漠了
Do not be indifferent.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣我们满心的感谢你
Dear Lord Jesus We thank you with all our hearts
我们来到你的面前
We come before you
你拿掉我们的冷漠
May you take away our indifference.
叫我们不要藐视你。
So that we may not disregard you.
叫我们不要藐视你的话。
Let us not disregard your words either.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.